the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jampa.
Hey everybody, it's Anthony from Tampa. We don't know if Joe is there. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're having some packet loss issues tonight.
Protect your packets.
Yeah, packet loss issue, which means, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back.
Oh, I guess he'll be rejoining us in just a few moments here. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony from Tampa. And I think that's Joe from Chicago. Joe, is that you? Hello?
Hey, back.
Oh, that's worse than it was in the beginning.
Yeah, you, sir, are coming in like crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can hear me. Anthony, are you there?
Barely.
Yeah, what's going on? You got anything going on in the background over there by you? I know.
Dude,
I don't.
I ain't got anything going on here. It's got to be your connection. I'm doing pretty good here. I have no issues.
Yeah, you're coming in really horrid on this end.
All right, well, that's a problem.
Okay, now you're sounding better. Okay.
All right, Let's try it. Let's see what happens.
All right, go for it, sir.
Oh, hey, I already went for it. It's Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, buddy. What do you think of me now? Huh? Yeah.
All righty, then.
W-E-E-D.
And you're listening to
Jampa Radio. You go, baby.
And that's Jampa Radio, Labor of Love, episode 15 for Monday, September 7th, 2015. And we have a word of the day. However, Betty seems to be lost at the moment. Today's word of the day, folks, is Alurophile, and that's spelled A-I-L-U-R-O-P-H-I-L-E. And a little bit later in the show, we'll kind of talk about what that word means.
Oh, you're not going to tell us what it means now? You're just going to throw it out at us, and we're going to have to figure it out.
Get
to that section of the show.
You are more than welcome, if you're out there in the listening audience, to look up the word. It's alurophile. And it's A-I-L-U-R-O-F-P-H-I-L-E.
There is no F.
No F.
All right. It just sounds like it. All right. And it's sunny and 82 degrees in Tampa with 79% humidity.
And right now it is overcast in Chicago. We're going to have some thunderstorms tonight. Low is 73 for the next few days. We're looking to be in the mid to upper 70s. So it's going to be looking a little more pleasant because it's been a humid mess here in Chicago.
Has it really?
Yes, it has. It's weird. This has been probably one of the few Labor Days I've ever known to actually be really hot. Usually Labor Days, the weather kind of, it's cool. I mean, it's going to be September. It's going to be fall.
Uh-huh.
You know, it might be a decent day to go out and barbecue. Speaking of which, we've got a new poll.
Do we have a new poll?
We certainly do.
What is our new poll?
Okay, so our new poll is, what's your favorite Labor Day activity? Yep. However, I worked today, so that was not a thing until later, until we got home and we got into the broadcast. But, yeah. So we set up our poll. It's at pollev.com /chipskipper090. Or you can join the poll by texting chipskipper090 once to 22333. You'll join the poll, and then you can answer the question. And that is, one, family time. Two, Labor Day. I had to work today. Three, picnic. Four, backyard party grilling. Five, the movies. Or six, one of my all-time favorites, Netflix and chill at home. So yeah, go check it out.
Does it cost me anything to send a text?
Well, that is all dependent on your carrier. So check with your carrier. All right. And hopefully you do have an unlimited plan.
I see. Okay. So they're not going to charge me for it, for anything.
They're not going to charge you.
All right. That's good to hear. That's really good to hear.
Yes. So there you have it. We've got some exciting news coming up for you guys tonight. And Anthony, how can they get in touch with us if they so chose to?
All right. Well, if they want to give us a call on the phone, they can call us at area code 813-327-8566. They can also contact us through facebook.chiampa, chiampa.info. Again, that is our phone number is 813-327-8566. Or you can go ahead and reach us at Facebook at facebook.chiampa, chiampa.info.
Sweet. So, how was your Labor Day weekend, sir?
It was not very laborious, and that was the best thing about it. It was actually pretty good. You know, the husband was off of work for the weekend. He went back this evening, but he was off this weekend as well. So we got to enjoy some time together, and we went to we have a Thai temple here in Tampa. Went to that on Sunday. Ooh, it was delicious. Nice. They serve food. It's inexpensive and it is delicious.
Oh, so you actually didn't go to meditate or do any kind of Thai religious activities. It was food.
Awesome. Yeah, it was food related activities. That's what gets me out of the house. and then yesterday we also we had taken my mother to out to dinner. It was her birthday.
Happy birthday, mother.
Exactly. And then on Saturday was basically a lot of kind of running around and just errands and stuff, and went to go get some breakfast and brunch and such. But either which way, it was still an enjoyable, fun-filled day. So, you know, my weekend, my extended three-day weekend was phenomenal. So, and well, I got some good relaxing time.
Good. And you know, there's a nice yin and yang to our nice little hosting affair here, folks, because while Anthony was having a very relaxing time, I was working. But it was a good weekend. Had a good weekend, good Saturday, good Sunday. Saturday was a little slow, but that's okay. We made up for it Sunday and today, actually. I was pretty busy. You know, it's amazing how many calls we were getting for just people almost panicking. Like, are you open? What time do you close? You know, what's the wait time like right now? And, you know, we move our people pretty, you know, respectfully pretty fast. We turn over pretty quickly, so.
Well, that's helpful. That's very helpful.
Yeah. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, my voice is starting to give out on me. So if I sound like a pubescent person and I get squeaky, that's because my voice is going. You know, it's that time of year. It's back to school for people, or kids.
Oh, God, that's terrible, terrible. Kids are everywhere and they're disgusting.
Yes, there's little germs floating around. And, you know, what's scary is when this weather is so hot. It's like, do all these germs, like, say, yay, happy, happy times, we can germinate.
Maybe. Well, I think it's just that you get so many people in one area all over again because, you know, yeah. the kids were free radicals for most of the summer, and now, you know, they're all in one area, and they've all probably traveled and gotten sick in some way or another, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, they conglomerate in school then, and then it just all just gets horrible from there. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
You know, I talked to a lot of people today that were taking, like, six-hour car trips. And I'm like, wow, you're going to sit in the car for the next 6 hours to travel somewhere.
That's painful.
To go home or something like that. That's intense. You know, I mean, I haven't taken a long car trip in a long time. So I don't remember. Oh, I remember how it feels, but I don't.
I did 17 hours over the last year in Thanksgiving, or the previous Thanksgiving, a couple of years ago.
Wow.
That was painful. That was with the difficult lesbian couple.
Ah. Well, you know, sometimes you gotta suffer in order to get ahead, right?
I guess.
So, you know, folks, if you've got a story you want to share with us about your Labor Day weekend or anything else that you may have heard on a previous show, hopefully also I spread the word of our show to a couple of coworkers, so hopefully they're listening. If you want to give us a call, you can at 813-327-8566. You can be live on air with me and Anthony.
And Betty. And, maybe, hopefully, and Betty.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out what's going on with Betty. I think her warranty is up, so now it's like she's starting to fail. But you know,
well, that's never good. Yeah, that we don't want her warranty to be up and her to fail. That can make things very messy, very messy.
So, So what else is going on? Well, here in the studios, we do have a record player set up now. I don't know if I mentioned this in the previous shows. So at some point in the future, we may have to bust out.
You know, I was looking at record players over this weekend. I was kind of...
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to get a new pair of headphones. So I went to Sam Ash, and I looked at their record players. And then we went to Barnes & Noble for some reason after dinner last night. And they actually had record players for sale as well. And they had plenty of vinyl, too. Barnes &
Noble still exists.
Yeah, really.
They do still exist.
Yeah, they do. They do. There is one. In Tampa, I could go to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought they were all gone.
Or maybe it's Borders. Which one's still around? It's Borders, then. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Well, Borders here in Chicago, most of them, I think all of them are gone.
Really? I don't know. We still got them here in Tampa. I think they closed a handful of them, but they're still here in Tampa.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're looking at these, so, I mean... Well,
yeah. Well, eventually I'll buy one. It's just having the money to do it. But I do want to get a USB one because I have a lot of vinyl, and I wouldn't mind at least backing it up. I mean, granted, I know I can get the digital copies of it elsewhere, but I would still like to at least have that option. You know.
Now, see, the one I have, it's a duo device. It's got the record player and it has a tape deck.
An 8-track.
No, not
Ooh,
that old.
Not an 8-track. That's a shame.
No, just a regular cassette player. No, I don't own any 8-tracks. Do you own 8-tracks?
No.
Oh. Did you ever... I thought you owned an 8-track at one point.
I did not own it. My parents owned an 8-track years ago, but when I was a child, but I didn't have possession of an 8-track.
You know, remind our audience, what was an 8-track tape? What did that mean? By 8 tracks.
That had 8 tracks on it.
So would that mean 8 separate music titles?
Well, what it was a giant cassette, which is also the same thing that was used for carts in, you know, recording studios and radio studios and everything. Everything's now digital. But it was like a larger cassette. And what it did is the tape in it ran in a loop. It just went into a loop. So it would constantly just rotate. So the point of the 8-track was is it literally had 8 separate audio tracks, which meant you had 4 stereo tracks. What happened with the 8-track is you can go, I guess, I don't know if they called it positions or segments or what have you, but you had 4 different options, 4 different segments you could listen to, and each segment of that tape either had like 1 or 2, maybe it had a couple songs on it. So, I mean, out of the 8-track, you may have had like a total of maybe 5 or 6 songs, because some, if the song was longer, you only got 1 on a track, or maybe you got it somewhere else. So it was kind of interesting, but they kind of all stuck it in there, and yeah, that's what a 8-track was.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's way before my time, for sure.
It was popular when we were much younger.
Okay.
It was popular when we were, because it was popular, I believe, in the 70s.
Well, I mean, I remember cassette decks for sure. I mean, cassette tapes were all over the house. Friends had them, parents had them.
Yeah.
And I actually picked up a few, too, because there are some things that were pretty cool. But, you know, once you switch to that DVD or the CD, really didn't need those anymore. But it's cool to have this deck because I can play this over towards a computer source. Or
that's good. That's good.
I have routed through to the mixer, ladies and gentlemen. So like I said, I may play a record in a next episode or something or other.
Well, if you have something that you have some vinyl, I assume, right?
I want to check with some legal with our legal team to make sure we, you know, play these without incurring any costs.
That is always a good idea. We have to be mindful of that.
Yes. So yeah, we'll be checking in with our. It's the same team that the Car Talk guys used, Huey Dewey Cheatham and Howe law firm.
Huey Dewey Cheatham and Howe law firm. Oh, that's funny. That's very funny. Do you like have links or a script on your news segments here, or am I just looking at headlines?
Yeah, you're just looking at headlines. I apologize for that because I am actually prepared with a news script.
All right. Do you have one I can read along with, or is it not accessible to me?
Let's see, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be dealing with some news in just a few moments, so bear with us. Check us out. Hopefully you folks will be keeping tuned to listen.shyampa.info because not only do our previous episodes stream on that, but we will also have some Joe Wisdoms and other cool programs, and we're finding some new stuff. So,
and we always like Planet Nancy. She always makes us giggle.
Yes. So, Anthony, if you check your email, you should have that share ability for Joseph News Copy.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess so. All right. I guess next time you just throw a link in the script. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I just got sidetracked this evening.
It's okay. It's been a long day. I understand. It's long days. I get it. Okay. So, let's see. Okay. Yep. Yep. All right. So,
And now for the news.
You have some news?
Why, yes, Anthony, I do. Good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest top 420 news. And if we're going to do this right, we got some music for you folks. So, Anthony, turn off any background music you might have.
I did. Thank you. Here we go.
So, yes, a Chicago woman tries to bite off a nose during a fight with her cousin. You know, what's that phrase, family is thicker than blood?
I think so, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, a Chicago woman is accused of biting off her cousin's nose during an argument during a party earlier this month. According to prosecutors, 39-year-old D'Amica Robinson got into a fight with her second cousin at the woman's house in the Chicago Lawn neighborhood on August 4th. She bit the hostess' face several times.
Several times?
Apparently not enough food was being served. It included a bite that removed her nose. Well, needless to say, D'Amica was charged with aggravated battery causing great bodily harm on Thursday. 38-year-old victim was treated in an area hospital for what police described as several bite marks to her face, including her nose being bit off, according to NBC Chicago. She wasn't arrested, though, until Wednesday by a fugitive task force, and she's currently being held on a $225,000 bond. Yeah, I want to make sure she's held, too.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. That's... Wow.
So, folks, if you're going to fight, you know, do rock, paper, and scissors. It's so much easier.
I know, face biting is so primal. So, like, you know.
It's disgusting.
But apparently it's fun because a lot of people have been doing it lately.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, you know what? Parrots, ladies and gentlemen, apparently can think like 4-year-olds. That's and this is from mockprinciple.com. Gafin cockatoos, which is a curious parrot species, apparently can choose the correct answer in a task by ruling out wrong alternatives, a study has found. So basically, they're finding out that these birds are actually indeed intelligent. Researchers from the University of Vienna set out to develop a game that could test this ability in different species. Developing this game was not an easy puzzle, though. One of the problems of previous studies, they said, was to exclude that the animals chose a new answer or stimulus just out of curiosity, rather than by excluding known wrong answers. So they turned to a touchscreen computer to present the test material.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you know, this is very interesting. It means that these birds really can possess an ability to, one, distinguish between things, make judgments, and identify and understand what a picture is.
That is so, very interesting.
Yes. Anyways, in following tests, various combinations of novel and known pictures, which could be rewarded or unrewarded, were presented. And so their performance allowed the researchers to tell apart other strategies the birds may have used. So more than half of the cockatoos chose the pictures in a way that clearly indicates the ability of inference by exclusion about rewarded stimuli.
Ooh. That's very interesting. That is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, wow. Birds. You know, my sisters are bird lovers, and I kind of get it, but I don't know. I'm not that big of a bird fan, so for me, it just doesn't... I don't get the whole excitement of birds.
Well, you know what? It's just a way to understand nature, and in a way, it's understanding us. That's kind of how I look at it.
Okay, sure. We'll go with that route. I'm not going to argue with that.
Now, this next story is pretty gross. This is from Business Insider in their tech news segment. The first ice cream recipe, get this, the first ice cream recipe called for an ingredient made of whale feces.
Ooh, that sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah, so... You know, basically, in 1558, Italian scholar Guillaume Battista della Porta published the critical trick behind making smooth, rich ice cream. You lower the freezing point of the water. Uh-huh. He achieved this by mixing saltpeter into snow, using the slush to rapidly freeze a bucket of water. Well, today we use table salt and ice. But this guy didn't invent ice cream.
Okay.
That happened when his method found its way into the kitchen of English nobleman Lady Anne Fanshawe.
I see.
According to gastropub, Fanshawe scrabbled down what's arguably the earliest known recipe for ice cream. Here it is. Take 3 pints of the best cream and boil it with mace, or else flavor it with orange flower or ambergris. Sweeten the cream with sugar and let it stand while cold. Now, put it into boxes, either silken or firm, then take ice chopped into small pieces and put it into a tub, and set the boxes in the ice, covering them all over, and then let them just stand for a while. So, input error. So here we go.
That's too funny.
I copied things wrong, but ambergris. This is the thing that's important to know. Ambergris. And ambergris is, it's a chunk of whale shit, basically, folks.
Sweet.
Yes. So, just think about that for a minute. Your ice cream, initially, if you were alive back in the early 1800s, was made with whale shit.
I'm glad I wasn't alive in the early 1800s to eat whale shit ice cream.
Yes. Now, our last story for the day. Cannabis advocate Morgan Freeman, he converted his 124-acre ranch into a bee refuge to combat colony collapse crisis. I don't know if you've noticed or not, folks, but there's been a lot less bees pollinating plants, and it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, Morgan
there's
Freeman...
definitely a bee shortage.
Yeah, definitely. Morgan Freeman, though, is trying to take a stand and give back to nature and give back to the earth. You know, and he's an awesome cannabis advocate. This man will fight for us till the end of the earth.
The end of the earth? Does that get you choked up there?
Yes.
All right.
But I'm going to cut that short story, folks, because my voice is about to go.
Yeah, you're going to, you need to, do you want to try to get your last one, or do you want to go right into the commercial break and get yourself some hot drink or something?
We'll go into a commercial break.
All right. Okay. Well, you can do your last one when we get back. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. Well, it's not going to be quick, actually. It's going to be about 7 minutes and 15 seconds. But we're going to go ahead and take a break. Joe will get his throat together, and then I guess he's got one more thing. What's the last one you have to do? You did the parrots.
Oh, I don't have one more thing. I actually did all four stories.
That is all four stories. Okay, I'm sorry. I got confused. Let me go back to the script then. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. Or visit us at facebook.chiampa.info, chiampa.info. If you listen to one of our recasts, feel free to send us a voicemail, and we'll play your message on the air if you want us to. And I know we're being listened to on recasts, because I see we're getting downloads on the radio list. So we are getting downloads. We you are listening. We don't trace your calls or anything. We're not like that. But you can always send us a message or what have you. So anyway, we're going to be back in about 7 minutes and 15 seconds after this brief commercial break. Thanks, folks, for listening.
You are listening to WEED. Chiampa.
You know how they say the best part of waking up is that first cup of coffee?
I'll be back.
I don't think so. I say the best part of waking up is going to the bathroom and going pee, and then going right straight back to bed. You've been listening to another Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom? Give us a jingle at 813-327-8566. Leave your wisdom and your name, and whether you'd like us to broadcast.
Hey, Dickie, guess what? It's 10 weeks till Christmas. Okay, what are we going to get David? Hey, how about a Magnavox compact disc player, huh?
Smart idea.
Yeah, but let's not wait till Christmas. Let's give it to him now, okay?
It's only October.
I know, but once he gets Magnavox CD sound, guess where we can have our Halloween party, huh?
The inventors of CD technology just made it even smarter. The Magnavox 6-disc changer plays and programs up to 7 hours of uninterrupted, flawless sound.
Tom, you can't assume David's going to give a party.
Why not? He's invited.
Magnavox. Smart choice. Very smart.
Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the Mane, the elbow pack, and use for cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax!
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. These are some excerpts from an essay that I wrote in 1997 called Goodbye Molly. The Man. Absently, I take a newspaper from the pile next to the bus tray in the coffee shop and spread it open on the table for something to do while I sip a latte. And there he is, living color. His head a full 6 inches tall, skin hanging off the bones of his face, the arch of his neck just enough to keep his chin clear of the dirt. His eyes are neither helpless nor pathetic. They are stunned. They say, I cannot believe this. This is not what I planned for myself. The caption beneath his face says, Man dying of starvation in refugee camp in Zaire. Am I gawking? What do I see? When I close the newspaper, there he is again. This face, a one-inch square, one in a ribbon of images under the newspaper banner. War in Rwanda, A4. I toss the newspaper on the pile next to the bus tray as I leave, wondering about spirits stolen by photographs and pondering the purpose of a life. Rats. I pushed wheelbarrow loads of manure uphill in the July sun to my garden, huffed even further with buckets of water for baby trees. I read books and joined a news group. I carried boxes and buckets of produce to the summer kitchen to be canned, brought hay and water to Molly, leaning myself into her massive flank, absorbing her dense, sturdy energy. Not these, nor any of the things I did to get ready to go to Haiti, could have prepared me for these rats. I hear them at night. They run on the roof. I didn't think they had a way in, but I'm shocked out of sleep by a plop, then a toenail scurrying on my chest. I cry out, and the dogs start to bark. I sit wide-eyed in bed, but night is long, and I fall back to sleep. Then one plops and scurries beside my face on the pillow, and the next thing I know, I'm perched, clinging to a straight-back chair, chest heaving, long hair falling softly on my bare shoulders, which would be sexy if this was the movies. I know the guttural sounds coming out of me are no help. How will I live through this night? What a stupid thing to say, and I'm saying it. What do I know of rats? They chew on babies in slums, run in sewer pipes, and live on ships. Once I killed a gopher in my garden with a pitchfork. Mice get into the house and spend a day or two scratching behind the toaster before they end up limp and dangling from a cat's mouth. When a friend's daughter lets her sleek designer rodent run up one arm behind her neck and down the other, I shudder with chills. I'd rather caress a snake. Rats are nocturnal. I light a candle and sleep until morning. The story of Molly. Oh, Molly, I said in wonder when she crouched, every rippled muscle straining to pull out a log in the woods. It was winter, but not winter enough. We could only pull a few logs through the slush in the morning before the ground warmed up to mud. The night the temperature finally dropped, Molly slipped on the ice and broke her hip. The next day, the butcher came and shot her. Oh, Molly, I said to her big brown eye, stroking the soft hairs of her face, hoping so hard she would stand up. Oh, Molly, was all that I said when what I should have said was goodbye. Those were some excerpts from an essay called Goodbye, Molly. And that's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Only on Cyamba Radio.
You are listening to WEED. Cyamba.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, I think we're on now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, we're on.
Now. Good. Everybody, we're back. This is Noah in Chicago. I have a nice steaming hot cup of coffee every weekend.
We heard about every other word that you said.
Oh, folks. Yeah.
very bumpy tea I have.
Oh, wow. I think we gotta figure out your connection issues somehow. That seems to be the biggest thing.
See, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing to tell me that deal. Start a show. You're great now.
Oh, see, you I literally hear probably every other word you say. Nothing. I just got it, and that was it.
That's a bit.
Wait. Maybe a little bit better. Nope. That was worse. Wait, hold on. I got something going here. Wait, I was able to hear you when you said that was worse, when you kind of said that back.
Worse is better. Where are we, folks?
We're getting better. That's definitely better. Much better in ways.
Technically, this isn't a polka, although you can certainly dance to it. This recording is perfect for all your Oktoberfest needs, and you can download it from incompetech.com.
Okay, I did hear. What recording are you talking about?
No, I'm giving some music background here.
All right, I don't know if that's a good idea until connection issues clear up. I think when you put more on the line, I think it then it starts really cutting up.
Yeah, well, we just need to get a computer.
Well, I will get one of those to you this week. I have it. I have a computer for you. It's in the house. I need to ship it to you now.
That should be perfect.
Exactly.
So,
anywho, where were we? Okay, so you got yourself... Did you get yourself a hot beverage now, or...?
I did.
Uh-huh.
It's a hot tea.
Oh, that's fantastic. A hot tea. Hot teas are very, very good.
Are we at this moment? Are we 5x5?
You're probably maybe 4x5, 3x4.
So, we talked about a word of the day, and that word...
Yes, was something file.
It is allurophile.
Allurophile.
Yes.
And what does allurophile mean?
Well, it's a person that fancies cats. It's a cat lover.
I see. Okay. Allurophile. Interesting. So where does the alluro come from? The allural part of allure? Because I'm sure it's Greek in some way, or Latin in some
way.
It's
Greek, and its first known use was in 1914. So it's a relatively recent word.
I see.
Now, it's funny because I used Merriam-Webster.com for the definition, and they provide a rhymes with section. And some of the words just don't make any sense.
Like which ones?
Like, allurophile rhymes with in the woodpile. Or an archaic smile. What's an archaic smile?
A smile that's archaic?
Okay, so it's an expression that resembles a smile and is characteristic of early Greek sculpture.
Okay, all right. So, all right. Okay, so, but we're back on allurophile, right? Which is not a pedophile. It is an allurophile. Wait, that's kind of scary. If a pedophile is someone that preys on children, would an allurophile, I'm assuming the latter part being Latin, would mean the same. So a pedophile is then bad. So would this be a cataphile, well, really? I mean, you know.
File is just a generic way of saying it, that there's a fondness for a specified thing. So now you put all of the different adjectives in front of it to describe what you're fondness of, and that's where you get words like Allurophile. Because you take that first part, you combine it with the file. So, it's unfortunate, yes, you've got that other thing, the pedophile. You know, but that's just one example of the word.
I think all files should be created equally. If pedophiles have to register, then allurophiles have to register.
So, all cat lovers would have to register.
They must register. There must be a cat lovers registry at your local courthouse.
And how exactly would you go about pronouncing your allurophileness?
Through my cataphile and my megaphonophile.
Now, are there any special conditions that an allurophile would have to obey or follow?
Well, we don't give pedophiles children, so we shouldn't give allurophiles cats.
Well, but that would be horrible.
Well, then we should give. Then we have to give the pedophile children. Because if we're going to give the allurophile the cat, then we have to give the pedophile the pedo.
But that's assuming an allurophile is somebody, like, perverted and disgusting.
Maybe an allurophile is somebody perverted and disgusting.
There is no indication in any of these definitions that a cat lover is a pervert. And if you've got a comment or opinion about this, give us a call. You can reach us at 813-327-8566. Or Anthony, how can they reach us on Facebook?
Facebook.cheyenne.info. And please, I am not advocating giving children to pedophiles in no way, shape, or form. All right, let me clear that up. I'm just doing a play on with words here when it comes to this whole Latin thing, because technically speaking, file is just donating fondness for a specified thing. So that's a pretty rigid definition. You know, I'm like, if a pedophile has a fondness for children in a way, then maybe the pet, I mean, are we sure it's not like the allurophiles aren't like kind of jonesing to like do it with the kitties or something? Kitty love?
There is no such thing.
Maybe we need to keep the allurophiles away from the cats because of the kitty love. All the kitty love propaganda.
That's bestiality. What you're describing is bestiality.
I see.
And there is no bestiality file. It's just bestiality.
This Latin is all confusing.
What other words have file in them?
Yes, let's find out. And we should see how many of those are good and how many of those are bad, and majority will rule. Are you going to do a Google search on that?
Yes, could you give us the music?
I can give you the Google search music. All right, hold on.
Okay, what words end with file?
Yes, what do?
This is from dictionary.org. Okay. Oh, wow, we've got quite a few. Ready? Should we pick a letter? For instance, G, we have a ghost of file.
A what file?
It's a file. Just be very interested to know what a glanth of file is.
That is interesting.
Just give a guess.
What happened?
Just give a guess at what a galanthophile is.
Okay, yeah, you were breaking up for a moment, but you come back in again.
What is
a philanthropist is one for, I don't know, being, so I don't know, maybe there's somebody that likes to help people.
So, I'll give you a clue, collector.
It's a what?
It's a collector. This person collects things.
They collect people?
No.
Oh.
They collect something almost tangible.
Charity?
So they would collect this in the wintertime.
Newspapers. Chickens.
No.
Cars.
Give up.
Straws. ashtrays. Light bulbs.
Yes, collector of snowdrops.
I see. Okay.
Snowdrops.
Snowdrops. That's quite interesting. Who knew? Snowdrops.
Snowdrops. Okay. All right. So let's look at another keyword. A gynophile.
That's some of the finest, a gynecologist, so vaginas.
This is interesting. I've never heard of this term before. Basically, this could be a person of any gender who is sexually attracted to women or to femininity.
Okay, well, there we go. So it has to do with the lady things.
Yes.
The lady things.
Try another file, but let's take a peek at the T's.
The T's.
Here we go. What is a teleophile?
An ashtray.
You know what? We're going to pick another word. Okay, in the O category.
The O category.
An umbrophile.
An umbrophile? Umbrophile?
Umbrophile. Okay, wait. Umbrophile. If you know what an umbrophile is, give us a call.
813-827-8566. 813-327-8566. Or you can contact us at facebook.shyampa.info.
So we're still looking for Dick White, apparently, because
Dick White is still missing. Jesus, Dick White's been gone for so long. I don't even have the thingy anymore. I don't think.
Well, all of his paychecks have been coming back, and he never opted for direct deposit. Which, you know,
What do we do? What do we do with Dick White's shit then?
Put it in storage locker 420.
In storage locker 420. Okay, I guess we can do that. We can probably do that. In some form.
Hey, Anthony, you got some news?
Yeah, I might have some news. I think.
This is Betty.
Here's Betty.
Dick White.
She's your paging car Dick
being
White.
I'm not stopping them.
The car is being towed. Okay, yeah, sure, I do have some news. Hold on. Let me go find it here. Where are we at? Okay, yeah, I only got a few minutes here. All right, so yeah, right, yes, Joe, I do have some news. Isn't it fabulous? Isn't it grand?
It's grand.
It is grand. All right, so it's so grand that this comes from the Florida Sun Sentinel. And Jefferson King misunderstood the reason why Burger King is called home of the Whopper. And found himself arrested while he was caught fondling his own Whopper in the restaurant.
He has his own Whopper? How is he allowed in?
That was his Whopper thingy, you know. He was fondling himself.
Somewhere right now, it's 420.
That was his Whopper, was himself.
But there's a file for him.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. So, a woman walking to the restroom discovered Jefferson King, who is 33 and homeless, sitting near the restroom and exposing himself. So, see, he was exposing himself. So, the woman told the manager, but after the manager confronted King and told him to leave, he refused and continued to play with his Whopper. So the manager called police. I love these. Betty does a good job writing these sometimes.
Apparently she finds some good stories.
No, I totally agree. So by the time the police arrived, King was sitting just outside the Burger King. After being asked about the allegations, King said he didn't know what the officer was talking about and he had done absolutely nothing wrong. After the woman and the manager identified King as the man fondling his Whopper, police arrested King. King faces an indecent exposure charge and was booked into Palm Beach County Jail and held in lieu of $1,000.
That's a low bail.
It is a low bail. Well, he's homeless, so he's probably just crazy and homeless, and they just kind of they just kept him in the tank for a while. He's probably a habitual fluffer.
takes all kinds, but yes, there is a file frame somewhere.
I'm sure that there is. All right, so this one comes from Highlands Today, an edition of the Tampa Tribune. All right, so when running for sheriff of Highlands County, it's probably best to avoid breaking the law. Unfortunately, Jason Hunter of Avon Park, Florida, thought differently. Jason Hunter was one of six, wait, now only five, candidates running for sheriff in Highlands County, Florida. According to the report, Hunter was arrested on Wednesday for practicing law without a license after he went to the Highlands County Clerk of Court's office on July 28th and filed a legal document, attorney per se, or in layman's terms, on behalf of another person. Although the staff at the clerk of court's office did not witness the signatures being affixed to the documents, they do know and recognize Jason Hunter from numerous visits over a period of several years. A check of the Florida Bar's attorney verification system revealed that there is no one with the name of Jason Hunter who is a member of the Florida Bar. Nothing further is known about the case, but stay tuned with WEED, and we'll let you know as soon as news breaks.
Easy.
Yeah, right. Like, oh Jesus, that's not good.
Politics is just not what it used to be, because now it's just like anybody tries to get into it. Look at Trump.
Like, oh, don't even get me started on that. No. All right. So, speaking of Trump and combs,
Trump and combs.
Trumps and combs. Well, hair and combs. All right. This comes from the Ocala Star Banner, and this is a Mark Allen Gogahan decided to test out his Bosley Hair Institute laser comb in his backyard.
Laser comb?
Yes, a Bosley Hair laser comb.
What is a laser comb?
Do you need to do a Google search on this one?
I think that might be a good idea. What is a laser comb? Okay, so sell for anywhere between $100 and $600.
$100 and $600, you said?
Yeah, there's different varieties of these laser combs.
Okay.
So it looks like it has something to do with laser hair regrowth.
I guess so. I guess you brush it on your head, and it magically regrows your hair with special lasers.
Now I go back to the story, and that's kind of, wow.
Scary? All right, so, yeah. So, Gogahan was experimenting in his backyard with the Bosley laser comb that he uses on his hair. So, yeah, he totally uses it on his hair. He was so surprised by how far the laser went into the trees that he pointed it into the air at a police helicopter 4 times.
Wow.
So, 2 helicopter pilots were assisting deputies on the ground with a suspicious vehicle investigation when the helicopter was struck with laser light 4 times. The laser temporarily blinded one of the pilots and briefly affected his night vision goggles. Once the pilot regained his vision, he assisted in directing deputies on the ground to the location of the Bosley laser light source.
And his composure after being pissed off.
Oh, no, I'm
blinded.
Sure. Deputies talked with Gogahan, who admitted that he had pointed the light at the helicopter as it flew by, but he said he didn't want to hurt anyone. I know, right?
Could have fooled anybody else.
Yeah. So Gogan was charged with pointing a laser light at a driver or pilot and was taken to the Marion County Jail. Yep. People still point lasers into...
It's no joke, folks. It's serious business. When you point that stuff, it can cause some bad. And if that's your intent, shame on you.
You shame him, Joe. Keep going. Keep
shame
going.
Shame on you, laser pointer people. There's sick Joe wisdom on you. Wow. But you know, this next story you've got for us is even more crazy.
Excuse me.
accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen.
The database is taking a while.
The connection's all clogged.
Well, I've been sick. I was sick the past few days with some type of cold thing. And now I'm just coughing my lungs out. So anyway, alright, so when you're young and entitled and a brat, throwing things at people who don't want to get high with you seems like a great idea. Until you get arrested. Brittany Pierce, 19, of Panama City Beach, Florida, got into an argument with a family member after they declined to use drugs with her. Pierce allegedly began breaking items in the victim's home before allegedly striking the victim in the head with a lamp, leaving a laceration. Police also allegedly threatened to shoot the victim. Oh, I'm sorry. Pierce also allegedly threatened to shoot the victim and had a handgun nearby with one round in the chamber.
Serious.
I'm not exactly sure what she was on. The story did not say, but I'm sure it was probably something like bath salts or meth or some crazy shit like that. I don't think she was on weed or anything.
Well, no, because, folks, weed would not make you throw lamps at people.
No, God, no. Oh, my God, no.
And if it does, it is not weed. It is laced with something else that is bad for you.
Totally, totally bad. It's all bad.
At least she didn't bite off, though, the nose.
But yeah, that's bath salts. That seems to the Florida bath salt favorite is biting off people's faces.
Oh, my God. It turns people into zombies, whatever
it sure
that
does.
Chemical is.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And it's like, for what? What kind of pleasure do you derive out of being a zombie?
Well, maybe she got pleasure out of this. She was arrested on Monday at about 9:15 in the evening on charges of aggravated battery, assault with intent to do violence, and battery on a police officer because as she was being taken into custody, she spit in the face of the officer. The officer then later had to stop the car en route to jail because Pierce began slamming her head against the car's window.
Yeah, she's a mental.
She might be one of them zombies again. Bath salt zombies. Yep. So, and that's really it for this evening's crazy news.
Wow. Betty seems to, let's see, where's Betty at? I think Betty can do this.
Come on, Betty. Come on, Betty. Come on, Betty.
Yeah, Betty can do it. Come on, Betty.
Come on, Betty. Come on, Betty. Go, Betty, go.
About a unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-337-8566 or visit us at facebook.shinepod.info.
All right, Betty. You know what? We're going to do that over because you just need to be with us completely. Here you go.
I know, poor Betty.
The world we live in. Thank God you're tuned into weed. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at facebook.shinepod.info.
And yeah, if you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we'll put your message on the air.
Can you believe that we're actually running on schedule tonight?
That's quite amazing.
Even with your connection problems, we're running on a great schedule. It's almost time for me to hit the button to go into our next commercial break. We got 30 seconds left.
Wow. So,
I know. Isn't that amazingly phenomenal?
If there is one thing that can be said, a script helps. Even if you have technical difficulties, you just go back to that script.
Oh, yes,
and
it does.
Continue.
That's very
on.
True. That's, you know, very true. So, again, if you want to get a hold of us, you can reach us at 813-327-8566 or facebook.chiampa.info. We will be back in 7 minutes and 9 seconds.
Beautiful. You're listening to WEED Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio. You're listening to WEED Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Ooh, good Lord. Ooh.
Oof. 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 Good Lord, sweet Jesus. That was a good hit.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I decided to make my family a homemade Italian spaghetti dinner.
Well, I'm Antonio. My Italian gourmet market was the place to come to. Here you go.
What's this?
Prego spaghetti sauce.
No, I want the individual ingredients like...
It's in there.
...oregano...
It's in there.
...and basil...
It's in there.
...and garlic...
It's in there.
Are you trying to tell me everything, even the herbs and spices, are in this jar of Prego spaghetti sauce?
Put your nose up against the jar. What do you see?
It's in there.
It's in there, yeah. How about some nice bread?
Yeah,
Prego spaghetti sauce and original and extra chunky varieties. Homemade taste. It's in there.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Sometimes people come from other places to visit the U.S. of A. and are stunned. The comfort, they say. The food. Meanwhile, we say comfort food and reveal an irrational association between our sense of well-being and what we put in our mouths. We, the comfort food people. Comfort food is what we eat when we want to feel indulged, like we're being well taken care of and allowed to bend the rules at the same time. It can't be food that's so nutritious and healthy that your only comfort comes from the righteousness of sacrificing to the gods of soft tissue regeneration and brain plasticity. Nor will it be comfort food if it's just a fast, hand-to-mouth reflexive consumption of junk food, a bag of chips, a pint of ice cream, a pizza. So many foods can delight the tongue and the lips, and yet leave the blood sugar telling you a meal is in order an hour later, even though your belly is so bloated with fat that you doubt you'll be eating again before Tuesday. There's no comfort in that. So far in my adult lifetime of comfort and kitchen tests, I have determined that the ideal comfort food for my palate and personality is ramen noodles with peanut sauce. What exactly are ramen noodles, you might ask? But don't. The peanut sauce will provide the flavor and the sense that you're nourishing yourself, something you wouldn't get if you prepared the noodles according to the package directions. Here's how I do it. Put a glop of high-quality peanut butter in a small, heavy saucepan, about as much as you'd put in a peanut butter sandwich, and stir it and smear it around over medium heat for a couple of minutes until the nutty butter is roasted. If it's too dry, add a little oil. The trick is to get it perfectly, fragrantly brown. Underdone, and your broth will taste like wet peanut butter. Overdone, well, that means you burned it. Comfort food is Pavlovian. Once you have the rituals down, the comfort will start as soon as you begin to stir the peanut butter. Or maybe, when you take down the saucepan. When the peanut butter is brown, add a touch of honey. It'll froth and caramelize on the spot. Pour in some water and stir it all up. Add some hot pepper to give it a bite, some grated ginger to make it exotic. Add chopped vegetables and it will turn gourmet. Some crushed garlic will make it good. Bring it to a boil. Throw in the noodles. Put on the lid. Turn off the heat. Find something else to do for 10 minutes. If you want, when you come back, you can pretend that somebody else cooked for you. Before serving, take the little aluminum and plastic Flavo pack full of MSG and whatever powders claim to make the dish beef, chicken, pork, or shrimp, and throw it away. Serve yourself the noodly soup in an oversized bowl. Settle yourself down in a favorite comfortable spot with back support and a pleasant view. This is comfort food, remember. Cup the bowl in both hands and inhale the vapors while the soup cools. Eat slowly. Slurp a lot. Now you might think that having described all this is giving me the urge to run downstairs and start browning myself up a spoonful of peanut butter. But that would be out of the question for me and my comfort tonight. I had a bowl of popcorn for dinner. Popcorn with nutritional yeast and just a hint of curry powder. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. I got what I was expecting, but okay.
Monday nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Only on Cyamba Radio.
You are listening to WEED. Cyamba.
I play guitar, and when I play, I like to turn up the juice. So I rock with the real fruit juice taste and bubbly on bubblegum's new Hawaiian Punch Fruit Punch, Wet n' Wild Watermelon, and Strawberry Stripe. Their full-face taste keeps my jaws jamming, and their blasting bubbles slide off my lips like my fingers across this guitar. Bubbly Yum has three new flavors with real fruit juice taste. You gotta like the sound of that. Bubbly Yum keeps it popping.
Flavors contain 2% apple juice concentrate and artificial flavor.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
I'm always amazed. We do such a wonderful job with this show. I love it. This is awesome.
Well, you know, we have our good days and we have our bad days, though.
True. And folks, just so you know, we still got that poll out there. This is the one where we ask you what's your favorite Labor Day activity. And so far, we got one vote for family time. So go to pollev.com/chipskip090.
You like really broke up. Are you gonna paste it? Could you post it to the Facebook page, or would that be? Would that make things too complicated?
I can do that. But we got a poll going out there, so hopefully we'll get to that. And got some other comments.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
How am I doing?
You're doing a little bit better. You seem to be a little bit better. Less choppy,
and
I guess.
Jumping up, doing nothing but sitting here talking in front of this microphone. So, unfortunately, we're at the mercy of our service. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, but that's what happens. You know that happens, and we just have to work with it in ways and figure out how to handle that.
Are we there?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there? Hello.
All right, let's.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Where did you come from?
I came from the Tampa Weed file cabinet. See, there's another file, ladies and gentlemen. So he shifted the phone to another position in hopes of a better signal.
It definitely improved. It improved a lot.
Good.
Of course, I shouldn't say that because then it will get bad. But for now, it's good.
All right, well, hopefully we'll be excited to get a computer, ladies and gentlemen. It'll make this process go away so bad.
I'm trying to figure out. I don't want to send it overnight to you, but, you know, maybe get it to you at some level of expedition. When's the latest that you would prefer to receive it? went clicky clicky.
We're having some technical difficulties. Maybe you can play the technical difficulty music track.
Hold on, let me find it. Keeps going. All right.
To Joe and Anthony, and you know, we've heard a lot of interesting news stories tonight. We've got a poll.
We do have a poll. Can you tell us about that poll again? Now that it seems like you've got a good level going there for us.
So, well, John, it's Labor Day, so it's like, what's your favorite Labor Day activity?
All right.
And I just threw some answers out there. You got family time, Labor Day, I work, picnic. Backyard partying, grilling, the movies. I'm sure there's ton. What movies are going on right now?
No, I really don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
And you might just sit at home and watch Netflix and chill with your hubby or your wifey or whatever it is that you do, or your cat. Just catch all the latest things on Netflix. You can order in. Most restaurants will be happy to order out. There's a few restaurants in the area that are closed, but there's still plenty that are open.
So we have the Transporter Refueled, No Escape, Straight Outta Compton, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, A Walk in the Woods, Sinister 2, War Room. What else is out?
Now I heard War Room eclipsed Straight Outta Compton. That's, I did hear that.
Oh, really? See, I haven't really paid attention. There's Inside Out, and I actually just saw that because I went with a little child, and that was actually pretty funny. Hitman Agent 47, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., U-N-C-L-E, Minions, have not seen that one. Oh, yeah, I have seen that one. That was okay. The Gift, Maze Runner, Scorched Trails. Oh, my goodness, there's so much out. Ant-Man, The Visit, We Are Your Friends, Jurassic World, American Ultra, Pixels, Black Mass, Ricky and the Flash, Fantastic Four, 90 Minutes in Heaven, Southpaw Vacation, Dope, Mistress America, Trainwreck, Shaun of the Sheep, Un Gallo Con Muchos Huevos, The Perfect Guy, Captive Everest, Mr. Holmes. All right, I'm going to stop there because this just keeps going, and I'm running out of breath. And so there's a lot playing. No wonder I know what it goes with. There's too many choices.
Well, there you go. But you know, that's the thing. You've got so many choices. It's wonderful to have that. It definitely is. And you know, you've got the choice also to stay at home, which here in Chicago, crime as always is on a nice uptick. Hopefully with the weather will be cooling down and getting cold and kind of putting a damper on the gang activities.
So how is it going there? I mean, I'm going to be there in a month.
As long as you're not walking around late at night in certain neighborhoods, you're still fine. But do you know that there's been upticks of crime, especially in the Northwest neighborhoods?
Okay. So it's mostly the Northwest neighborhoods that we're seeing this in, or
like Irving Park and Ravenswood Manor.
Okay, and how about downtown? How's downtown doing?
You know, downtown still deals with some of the large group of youths that like to cause mischief and mayhem. But it's just going to happen until things improve in the city. It's not to a point of terror or concern, but, you know, just keep an eye out and make sure you don't keep your phone in your back pocket.
All right. So just be aware for pickpocketing, really.
Exactly. And youths just causing generalized trouble.
Like what kind of generalized trouble?
For instance, they'll start a fight with one of their comrades, and this fight somehow then causes a big disruption in the streets because, you know, they're putting on this act of fighting each other as if they're strangers. Uh-huh. And they're not.
Okay.
It's a whole entire ruse to get everybody into a panic. And in that panic, you can steal things.
I see. Okay.
So it's a mind trick. trick too. You know, and if you just stay in a big group and everybody's just got their eyes open and you're not being silly, then you're fine. Right. And during the daytime, it's generally very safe, but it's more at nighttime if you're kind of walking alone or you're not with a large group of people.
Okay.
But you're going to be wanting to hit a lot of different food spots, so maybe in the next episode we'll have a nice list for you. Because I know you do have your own selections as well, which is awesome.
Of my food places? Oh, yes. I totally do. I know I'm going to hit Vito and Nick's on the south side, the southwest side. That's a definite. No question about that one. I'm thinking Ann Sather's. It's been a while, and I enjoy Ann Sather's. My hot dog and beef place I haven't settled on yet, because the one that I used to go to, I think, is under different management. So, I mean, it might wind up being a Portillo's type of thing.
So you were never a Gene and Jude's person?
I don't know if I've ever had Gene and Jude's.
You know what Gene and Jude's is, correct?
No, I do not.
Now, Gene and Jude's is an extremely famous hot dog joint. It's on River Road and Grand Avenue in Melrose Park.
Okay.
And their hot dogs are Vienna beef.
Uh-huh.
There is no ketchup to be found in this place whatsoever. Don't even bother asking for ketchup. They don't have it.
All right, all right.
Fresh cut fries, deep all fried. Right.
Okay.
Delicious hot dogs. And they're relatively cheap. I mean, and the interesting thing about that place is that any time of the day or night, it is staffed with at least 8+ people. Because it is that busy. There's people constantly coming into that place.
I see. That's interesting. Quite interesting.
But, you know, I think also, too, and aside from the hot dogs, you're going to check out some other places in Chicago, and one of them being the restaurant I work at, Orange.
Yes, we definitely are going to check out Orange. That will be quite something to behold.
Awesome. Of course, I'll be gone to San Jose, California during a portion of your trip, but maybe we'll try to hook up when you come back.
Yes, yes, that would be awesome. I think that would be something we would like to do.
Perhaps if we have, I know there's a lot on the itinerary, but maybe we can do a quick 30-minute broadcast or so when you're here.
Uh-huh. We might be able to technically make that work. It's a possibility. I would have to, we would have to see what we can do with it. What is this train? What's this MDW train?
What is it?
I'm looking at the transit maps on the city, and it looks like it's either gold or yellow, but or orange, almost orange, but the orange line doesn't go. It says MD-W, and it goes down.
Oh, that's a metro train.
Oh, that's a metro train.
Yes.
I see.
Now, I'm not familiar with the metro train that is by Midway.
No, this was going to that hot dog place.
Ah.
If I wanted to, because I have to plan some of these things out. If I want to check out that hot dog place, it will probably be best to do it when I have a vehicle. Because I'm only going to have a vehicle for the weekend.
Now, are you an Uber person?
I haven't tried it. How good is it in the city? I mean, I would take a taxi, I guess. I mean, that's quite a trip, though. I mean, that's all the way out in River Grove. So that's the only thing.
Some of that might not be so feasible. You could try it, but for trips within the city, I highly recommend it. It's a very odd, and all the drivers I've had have been really good. Cars have been clean, smelled nice. The drivers are good. A couple of the drivers had a tendency to like talk about the traffic and kind of rant about it. It's like, you know, it might not be something you want to hear, but
no.
Overall they were safe drivers, so it's not like I was going to ding them for anything.
Okay, okay. So how does that all work? And usually, how late can you find drivers as well? I guess that's the other question. And what's usually the availability? Because if this is something I want to try, then I'm interested. I need to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah. And it's available for iOS or Android in your respective stores.
I see.
And once you download the app, you sign up for service. It gets your phone number, and it gets your email, and you put in a password. And you need to make sure GPS is turned on because it needs to know your location. But once you got your location plugged in, you've got a few different options. You can get like an Uber taxi. You can get an Uber Black, which is a little bit more premier car.
I see.
You can get an Uber XL if you're going to be dealing with quite a large number of people.
I see. Okay.
And the XL, like, I took one of those on a friend's birthday party, and it was basically a Chrysler Town and Country.
Okay.
It's a very comfortable vehicle.
All right. All right.
Once you request the taxi, then you put in your starting destination and your ending destination, and you request it. And the longest I've ever waited is literally 5 minutes.
Really? Is that popular in the city?
Yes. Demand is out there. And within 5 minutes, like today I was talking to a driver, and he was running errands on his own. And he was like, you know what? Why not? Let me just make some quick money and... You know, I'm sure he paid off some of his errands with some of the trips. And, yeah, he turned it on, and it was a very quick journey, and the ride was like $9.32. And normally, a taxi from my work to home would be about $15, $18.
Now, how do you pay for Uber? You exchange no cash, right? You don't have to have any cash on you.
There's no exchanged in car. Everything is done on your credit card.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
You know, you set that up within the app, and I suppose you could set it up with any card. So, you know, if you're concerned about something getting hacked, you know, you give it a card that you can easily remedy the situation if something was to happen.
That's quite
without
interesting.
Finance to a heavy degree.
I may have to give Uber a try when I'm in the city.
And, you know, there's also Lyft, L-Y-F-T.
I'm familiar with them as well.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
Which one have you used and do you prefer?
Well, I've only ever used Uber. I have not yet tried Lyft.
Never tried Lyft yet, okay.
But I might install it, and maybe in the next episode or two, I'll give you guys a report.
That sounds good.
And you know what? If you've used Lyft before, Anthony, how can they reach us and tell us about
If they want to tell us about their experience, they can give us a call at 813-327-8566. Again, that is 813-327-8566. Feel free to give us a call. You know, take your name, keep your name or your number or anything like that. You know, or you can on our page on Facebook. You can reach us at facebook.shiampa, C-H-I-A-M-P-A .info, or I mean on Facebook you can just look for us, and we're Shiampa Radio. Just search for Shiampa Radio and Shiampa Weed Radio, and you'll find us. C-H-I-A-M-P-A.
You know, that's awesome. And hey, you know, I want to give a shout out really quick to
sure, go ahead and take a few moments. I gotta step away for a moment anyway.
It's the A-Info's radio project. You can find them at radioforall.net. And that's R-A-D-I-O 4, the number 4, A-L-L .net. When you go to the site, you're going to see something like the latest programs. And, you know, it's kind of, it's a hit in the dark at some points. You know, you just choose something. And you'll be surprised at what you might hear. It might be some crazy music. It might be some news reports. It might be labor unions, for instance, or okay. It might just be something okay. Creative and or jazz.
So what is this? What is this we are talking about? Is this
we're talking about radioforall.net, the A1 Infos project.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. We love that one.
Yeah, because they also host all of our programs. And unfortunately, it's not always easy to find programs within here, but we're posting them to our Facebook page, and when they're up and ready, if you've missed us, you can always go to our Facebook, click on the link, and you'll get the and listen, and you can do it at your own convenience on your own device.
Exactly, that would be absolutely fantastic.
I just want to make a shout out, and you know, if you like what you hear and you're able to give them some support, because they've increased some of their capacity, and they've got a lot of volunteers that staff the place, and
you know, bandwidth isn't free. It can be expensive.
No, it can be very expensive, and they need to, you know, pay for this equipment and these hard drives and everything else. And even $1, $10, $5, that always works just as well. And exactly. You know.
But, wow, what a show. You know, we're going to get this Skype thing fixed out. It's always an issue. Even another netcast that I follow, they use Skype, too, and sometimes they just have horrid issues. It just fails in the middle of a broadcast, and there's nothing they can do but just move on. And, you know, for them, they're tied in with commercial advertisement, so they really have to be on their game. For us, it's, you know, folks, we do this for fun. This is a hobby. This, for me, it's a release too. But it's also a creative endeavor, I think, for both of us.
No, I agree, and we both enjoy doing it. But as you said, we want to get it resolved. I mean, did it work when we did it before? I mean, I know the phone issue kind of made you sound a little bad, like you were on the phone. But you know, I still got this laptop here. We can probably work around it with some type of soft phone solution or something, but that desktop will be on its way to you. I've gotten it built, and I just I'm not going to install the OS with it. I'll just put the disk in with the key for it.
Okay. That's fine.
It's ready to go. It's ready to go out the shop, so I'll drop that in a box sometime today and get that off to you. So, you know, our techs here did a great job putting it together.
And, beautiful.
You know, you should...
Betty didn't touch it, did she? She didn't...
Not that we know of. We kept it locked away while we were working on it, and so far she hasn't touched anything or that we know of.
Good, because, you know, Betty sometimes... What's that, Betty? What are you trying to say?
Hey, I'm back. Don't count me out.
Okay, Betty, fine.
Yeah,
we
sure.
Won't
we're not
going to
count you out. We'll leave you be. We'll leave you be. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Betty.
You know, all that weird craziness.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Okay, that's fine, Betty. That's
okay.
Fine.
Well, as long as you're good with it. Just apologize every now and then. We'll be good, Betty. I guess we can work with that for the time being.
Yeah, artificial intelligence. I tell you, folks, it's coming.
Yeah, it's getting there, but it's still kind of artificial, and it's not very intelligent yet. So we're kind of stuck with that. But yeah.
Well, I mean, but artificial intelligence is going to be driving cars soon, and that's...
Oh, no, it will. It will be. Eventually.
Yeah, I was reading a story not too long ago how one area that cars are going to have a problem with, or when they still have to interact with human drivers in human-driven cars.
You know, yeah, that's instance, always the X factor.
Right. You know, for instance, a car or a human might not slow down if they see a pigeon or a squirrel in the middle of the road, but the Google car will. And now if there's a human driver behind the Google car, for instance, and... Yeah, and they're not reacting to that slam on the brake, there could be some issues. And we know there's a lot of places. How about the... Oh my God, Anthony. I saw in Chicago last week...
What did you see?
Someone in the left-hand turn lane totally jut into the right-hand lane, just like in Florida. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I quickly checked their plates, and they were from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Yes.
That's too funny. Well, you know, it takes all kinds, but, well, you know, it's the whole tourist thing, and they kind of don't know where they're going. I always try to know where I'm going when I'm somewhere, but so I don't do shit like that. So, you know, but, yeah. I'm going to be one of those tourists in a month, too, so, you know.
That's true. Oh, listen what Betty's got. Oh, Betty's being rude.
Ooh, what's up, Betty?
I'll wait till I get a hold of your car.
Screw you, Betty. Wow, she's a mean bitch.
We might have to trade her in for something, for maybe Nancy or something. I don't know.
Well,
but hey,
we have 29 payments left, so we're kind of screwed.
Got any JP Wisdoms to play before we end our cast tonight?
Yeah, I'm sure I can dig one up here. Hold on. Let me see if I can find one. I'm going to do this one. Maybe. All right, hold on. Here we go.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
So as that indicates, it's now
time
for us to leave.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in tonight, and make sure you stay tuned to listen.shyampa.info because there's some cool stuff coming up.
Yeah, I think Earth First is coming up, and I think it's a newer episode, too. I'm kind of excited. It hasn't been out there lately, so, you know.
Nice.
Tell me about it. So, you know, anytime you guys can give us a call, 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. Leave us a voicemail. You can also go ahead and visit us at facebook.shyampa, shyampa.info. And, you know, there we have it.
So remember, smoke it if you got it.
Yep, and coming up next, installment of Earth First. Good night, everybody. We hope you had a great holiday.
Happy Labor Day.
Is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
You are listening to WEED Shyampa.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.